This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So on and so forth. So today, inshallah, we'll continue the discussion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many gods are there in the world? Okay, let me ask again. How many gods are there in the world? Okay. Does the Quran talk about other gods?
No.
Do other gods exist?
No.
They do. There are some other gods that are mentioned in the Quran. Okay. What about Allat wal Uzza wa Manat al Thalithah al Ukhra? What are they?
They are not real gods.
Okay. This is a different story. They are idols, objects of worship, and the people worship them, the people of Mecca. What about what Suwa', Yahuth, Ya'uq, Nasr, in Surah Nuh? They're idols, right? Gods. Isa alayhi salam, people take him as a god. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these objects of worship in the Quran. We shouldn't call them gods, but we should call them objects of worship. The malaika are also taken as gods or objects of worship in the Quran. Okay, so some people in Arabia before the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and they used to worship the malaika, and so on and so forth. So the Quran talks about idols and other gods. And this is why when we say La ilaha illallah in the Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, the translation shouldn't be there are no other gods, because the Quran talks about other gods. But it should be La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. There is no god worthy of worship except Allah, because there are so many objects of worship, right? Did you get this one? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala... Also, another thing, if you have access to Google, just Google the word God and see how images, right? Go to Google image and search the word God. You will get millions of images. So you'll get human images as gods, Isa, Buddha, so on and so forth, animal gods, and so on and so forth, cow, elephant, hyena god in ancient Egypt, cobra god, crocodile, and all these gods. You will see the face of the devil. Some people in the U.S., they worship the devil as a god. They are in the tens of thousands. Islam is probably the only religion that does not put a face on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look for the word Allah and you look for an image, you will find the word Allah in calligraphy. In other faith, when they portray Allah, like in the Bible, you will see an old man, long hair, flowing robes, and so on and so forth. So Islam is the only religion that does not have a representation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have the word Allah in calligraphy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prove that His oneness, that He is the only one who is able to create, that He is the only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us some rational and logical arguments. So He will say, for example, look at the sun, the moon, and the stars. Look at the human being. Look at everything that I created in the world. This is what I created to prove that I'm the one. And He is asking, all these objects of worship that you have, show me what they created. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. This is what I created. I created everything. Now show me what these objects of worship created. Zero. Nothing. Another logical argument. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. So if there were any other gods in this world, if there were 2, 3, 5, 10 gods more or less, then this whole universe would have been destroyed. Why? Because one God will create something, the other one will get jealous or mad, and he will destroy what the other God created. And they will keep fighting back and forth. And this is mentioned in the Quran. Exactly. So what about robots, for example? We create things, right? If you look, there are videos, if you are into robotics and stuff, there are videos on YouTube, they create robots, and they play soccer, they move, and they do different things. So, if I can get Ziad as a volunteer, come here. And if I can get this sister here, volunteer. So, you are a robot, right? Put your hands like, no, stand up. Not yet. Put your hands like this. So this is a robot, this is a human being. Which one is more sophisticated, this brain or this memory card?
Brain.
The brain is more sophisticated. This body is able to heal itself. If she's chopping tomatoes at home and she cuts her finger, you know, the body is able to heal itself. This one, no. This one has a kidney that does thousands of chemical operations inside the body to clean the body of toxins. This one, no. This one has a DNA that if we were to decipher and we write books, they say if you were able to decipher the human DNA and the human memory, and you put the box on top of each other, this will go to the moon and come back several times. This one, small memory, right? And so on and so forth. Okay, Jazakallah, so go back. Thank you. So there's no way to compare the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anything else. Another way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves His oneness, He would bring, and this is mentioned in the Quran in many places, He brings on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, everyone is standing there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring these objects of worship, and He will ask them in front of the people who used to ask them to worship them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring Isa ibn Maryam and say, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ, these people here, اِتَّخِذُونِ وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَ. So Allah would ask Isa in front of billions of people, did you ever ask these people right here to worship you as a God, you and your mom? He would say, Subhanallah, glory be to you. How can I, you know, claim something that I'm not? I never made such claim. I never heard of this in my life, right? And so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the malaika, another object of worship, and He will say, أَهَؤُلَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. Were you aware, or did you ask these people here, the people of the pagans of Arabia, to worship you? They say, مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ مِن دُونِكَ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا, and so on and so forth. And they say, it was not proper for a creation like us, meaning these people, to take anyone other than you as a god. Even in some places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the idols, the statues, the rocks, and the wood that were used as objects of worship, and Allah would ask them, did you ever ask these people to worship you? إِن كُنَّا عَنْ عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. We didn't. Allah would bring them back to life, He would give them life, and they would talk, and they would say, we had no clue that these people were worshipping us. We never asked any one of them. So even the objects of worship in the Quran, they deny asking people to worship them. So this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes His oneness, and He is one. The last thing I want to say, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they both emphasize the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are hadith that say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to teach the little ones in his house, Hassan, Hussein, and the rest of, you know, the kids in the house, the last ayah of Surah Isra. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. So it says there is no other gods. This is the ayah in at the end of Surah Isra. And also قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. So if you look, what are the types of associating others with Allah? Well, to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a partner, another God. or to take objects of worship, or to take humans as gods, or to put different gods together and they say these three are one, like the Trinity one. So there are about four different forms of taking other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, it refutes all these four different types of worshipping someone besides Allah. If you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ is one. There is no one like him. There is no other god like him. And plus, very quickly inshallah, I'm going to get technical for just a few seconds. The difference between واحد and أحد, because Allah could have said قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ واحد, right? But he said أحد. Ahad means that he is one, but he is not made of parts. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's not made of parts. He is one and unique. Allahu Samad. He does not need anyone, and everyone needs him. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He's not like Isa alayhi salam. He was not born out of someone, and he is not the father or the mother of anyone. And there's no one like him. He is unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا مثيل له. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you think of, he is way better than what you think. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes his oneness in the Quran. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim. We'll see you tomorrow inshallah for the questions and answers. Assalamu alaikum.